So last week we spoke about the case where if the blech falls off, so is that considered like you already did enough of a hecker by putting it on that if it falls off it's not a big deal? So we had this machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe said that even though we know that there's a halacha that if you spread ashes on top of the fire, and then the fire gets stark again, so that's good enough. You don't need to do another hecker, even though the fire is alive and well. So he says the reason that they give is that since you did a hecker already, so then that's good enough. So why is this case different? So Moshe says the difference is that in this case. In the case of the Gemara, you can still see that there's ashes there. You still see the person's mice, even though the fire is still chazra v'huvara, got stark again. But you can still see that the person did something. But here, if the blech falls off, so then you can't tell anymore that that the person did any sort of mice. We also spoke about the case that if let's say you put the fire on the highest it can go. So obviously there's going to be no gzeira that maybe Hashem yechata, because it can't go any higher. You put it on the highest. Mm-hmm. In that case also, Rav Moshe said that it's a loy plug. Once the Chachamim said that there's a problem of Hashem yechata, you can't do any of these funny cases in order to get out of it. You have to do either a groof or a fatuma, so you have to use a block. Okay, so... we were up to this last part of Resh Nun Gimel, not this last part, but the part where it talks about if you heated your oven with something called kasha gvava. And the point is that if you're does not make coals, then there's nothing to be worried about that you're going to stoke it, because there's nothing to stoke. So again, it's sif aleph, and it's still in the beginning, actually. I don't know why I said it. It starts with Husika Bikashu Bigvava. So Mchaber said that if it's Husak with this type of fuel, so you're allowed to do Shehiyah. A few ain't like Rufa Kitum. Even if you don't do any sort of hacker, you don't do any Garfa Katum, it's still okay because there's nothing to stoke. So the Lashon Vimhusika sounds like it's in the past. The Baal Halacha says that really the lashon in the Gemara was shehisikuhu bekashu gvava, that this was fueled with kashu gvava. And basically, he asks the question: is that what would happen if the fire is still going? Let's say it's fueled with kashu gvava. So the fire is alive. Would that make a difference that we're afraid that you're going to stoke the fire if it's heated with this type of fuel? That even if the fuel does not make coals, but still, if the fire is alive, you're going to see the fire and then you're going to stoke it just to maybe get the fire going harder. So is that the pshat, or is it a dafka that husika b'kvashik vava, that's what it means? That it's only if it's in the past and there's no fire anymore, then you don't need any hecker. Mm-hmm. You hear the shayla? So that's the Bir Halacha's shayla, and he leaves as a tzarachin. Okay, and the idea of husik v'kashik vav is that you cannot make it, right? You can't stoke it. There's no point in stoking it. So the shayla, this really brings in the shayla of hot plates, because there's a certain type of hot plate that you cannot. It only has one setting.
Most hot plates.
Most hot plates have one setting. I don't know. I don't use them. Right.
Most hot plates don't have any percent of high, low. The newer ones.
Right. So it's just one. It's just one setting.
Right.
You plug it in, and then that's it. It's hot.
Right.
So this is the Shiloh. So here, there's no way to stoke it. So. So the Chazon Ish holds that this is a problem if you have a hot plate. Because again, the same idea as Rav Moshe said, that it's a loy plug. that once you have something that you have to do some sort of ma'isa grufa v'ketuma, you can't do any of these, you know, hechatimsis to get out of it, unless you do some sort of hecker.
So why don't you do a hecker?
Yeah, you could. But I'm saying, just if you, let's say you just want to put, leave your food on a hot plate, just going straight in without any hecker, without.
Can the hecker money. Be yourself up?
No, you. It has no, to be that. Anyway, it had
something on the hot plate.
Right, exactly. So they say, what you should do is you should line the hot plates with aluminum foil. Mm-hmm. If you put aluminum foil there, that's they say is enough.
Yeah, I wasn't sure with that.
Yeah.
People use the pan itself.
Upside down pan?
Yeah, is there a reason for that?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a block of
that's also that's alone. Also part of the hecker. That's also.
But is that like people? I thought people do it because it's not directly on the blech itself.
That's correct.
You just use the foil.
Oh, on the blech, you're saying?
No, not blech. On the
fire. On the hot plate. Yes, so that type of thing. Same idea.
You can do chazara.
And then this also gets into Shiloh. Yeah, when you're doing it. Are you doing it before Shabbos or on Shabbos? So when you're doing it on Shabbos,
before Shabbos,
you
can put it directly on the hot plate and leave it there.
Right, I'm saying on Shabbos.
It's Chazara, so you got to put it directly back on the fire.
See, the hot plate, since we consider it a fire.
So the hot plate is considered, according to the Chazanish, and according to some of the other
persons. So for Chazara, even if they have the aluminum foil, that won't help, you're saying.
So for Chazara, I mean, let's talk about Chazara when we get to Chazara. Okay, fine, really, so that's why I'm trying hard to separate things. Hmm. Because
bottom
really,
line, by Shehiya, you can leave it on a hot plate directly.
Shehiya, so that's the Shaila. So Chaznish holds that you cannot. Mm-hmm. The same reason, because it's a light plug. It's something that can tech.
We pass that you could though.
So Ramosha says like this. Ramosha, that's what Ramosha. Ramosha says that a hot plate, if it's a hot plate that you cannot cook on it, it's impossible to cook on this hot plate. If you would put a raw piece of food there, it wouldn't cook. So Ramesh says, in that type of case, if that type of hot plate, it's not going to get that hot. So then he says, then that's not considered, that's not part of the gzera.
It won't cook ever?
That's what Ramesh says, yeah. If it cannot cook.
Will cook eventually.
So that's why it gets into the shadow. Some of the places, when I spoke to some places, they say, that's why our hot plates, you have to do something, you have to do some sort of hacker. Mm-hmm. Because the mice, it could cook. If you would leave it there for enough hours on Shabbos, it could cook. So then you're gonna be back to the
front. So you cannot do shia directly on hot plate?
So that's what some places, That's how some places want to say. Unless you have Ramosha, which means that which holds that if the hot plate cannot cook.
What does the Shmir Shabbat Hilchos to say?
So he says. He says again along the same lines. He brings it along the same lines that this is Tomazaman. Tomazaman says that if you're putting it in a place where it cannot cook, so then you don't need. Right, the whole point of doing a gara fakatim is that since it can cook in this area, and you're going to want it to cook faster, so then you're going to stoke the coals. But if it can't cook at all, so then that's like ein l'chol ma'is k'tim l'gdol mizil. Like that's the best. Yeah.
How about if it could cook, but it's like it's gara fakatim because it's you can't move it and it's not directly on the fire, meaning the hot plate gets hot. No one would say you're going to cook something by putting on a hot plate.
Right, so it's not the derech to cook on this thing. So that's,
it's not a
right,
cooker.
So that's the thing.
It's not a cooker, it's heat. Okay, you're right, if you left it on there all day, it would cook.
Yeah, but this is what the postman said. That if it can reach yahtzeh lettuce, if it can make something, if it can reach yahtzeh lettuce, it can make food. Meaning it can make food reach yahtzeh lettuce, so then you have a problem cooking. It can cook like anything else, even if it's not the derech. So, but it seems from my... a little bit of research that Rosh Hashanah Zaman and Ramosha would say that you only have this heter not to use some sort of hacker or line it with aluminum foil if it cannot cook in that area. So maybe the hot plates that made in Ramosha's time were shachar, maybe didn't get that hot or couldn't make food that hot, you know, just like a warmer type of thing.
Even ours are really warmers. Just to have, you know, it's like a slow cooker. It's not going to cook the food. If you leave it on there all day, will cook the food. Meaning it's a warmer. Our hot plates are really warmers. They're not cookers.
But can it cook, technically? That's the same.
So how hot does it get? Yes,
can it cook?
Definitely gets it depends how long you leave it. If you leave a piece of chicken on a hot plate from the morning till night, as long as you leave it in a slow cooker.
Raw?
If it's raw, yeah.
If it's raw, then it'll get cooked.
Yeah. So, okay.
Leave it on there long enough.
How long? A month?
Okay, fine. So that's the... So that's no, that's the thing.
Take a whole day, like,
that's why I think that most places can say that what you should do if you have a hot plate is you just line it with aluminum foil and that should be good enough. Okay.
That's a hecka. That's good enough for a hecka.
Yeah, that's the best.
Why does it not work for cold? Okay, it's
not good. We're not there yet.
Okay. So okay, so that's that. Now let's go a little bit ahead. The next part of the Mechaber really talks about Tana, which we're going to skip for now, and then it gets into the next Shaila. But before we get into the next Shaila, if let's say you did it. By accident, you did Shehiya. Now what should we do? Okay. So before we get to there, we have to jump to Shin Yud Ches. Because Shin Yud Ches really, first Sif in Shin Yud Ches, even though Shin Yud Ches is really a Sif and Ambishel, but the first Sif there talks about, let's say you did a Maisa Shabbos Peshoigig, what's the Halacha? Are you allowed to be netted from that thing or not? So in Shin Yud Ches, it says, Sif Aleph, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, somebody who cooks b'Shabbos, Oyisha Asa Achas Mishar Malachas, or does one of the other Malachas, any of the Lamentas Malachas, b'Mezid. If he does it b'Mezid, what's the Halacha? You let the guy did it b'Mezid. Aser Loy Loylam, it's Aser for him to have Hana to eat from that forever. Even Matzei Shabbos, even forever, whatever it is. V'lacheirim mutu l'matzei Shabbos miyad. La'acheirim, to other people, it's mutter to have hana matzei Shabbos right away. Right away, you're allowed to have hana matzei Shabbos. U'b'shoigeg. What about shoigeg? Somebody does any ma'isa Shabbos, anything. Bishol, any sort of ma'isa Shabbos, b'shoigeg. Aser boi b'ayoyim, gam la'acheirim. That day, it's going to be aser even for everybody. Ula erev mutter gam loy miyad. It's also it's going to be mutter for him right away. Okay? So this is the case. B'mezid, aser for him forever, mutter for other people right away after Shabbos. And shoygeg, aser for everybody that day. And after Shabbos, it's mutter even for the person himself. So the only difference is going to be for the person himself. B'mezid, he can never have ano. B'shoygeg, he can have ano, mutter Shabbos just like everybody else. Okay, that's if he does a b'shoigeg and b'mezid. Okay. So now, what's this? What's this miyad? What's this miyad? Matzei Shabbos miyad. Like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't? Is there a difference between Matzei Shabbos miyad or 10 minutes after Shabbos?
Waiting long enough to do it.
So take a look at Mishnah Brurah of Katan Hay. Mutzer l'matzei Shabbos miyad. Vafilu l'mishin is bashel b'shvilay. Even for the person who he cooked it for. Meaning, you yourself, this is talking about in the case of B'mezid. B'mezid, you cook something. So you can never have ano. What about let's say you were cooking it for somebody else. I wanted to cook you something. And I had in mind that. And I put it on the oven. So do you have a problem eating it? So he said, so that's the Mishnah saying, no, even the person who he's cooking it for can eat it, is allowed to eat it, is permitted to eat it, Matzei Shabbos miyad. And here's the chiddush here. The loy be'inon lahamtim b'chadei sheyasu. You don't have to wait the amount of time that it would take to make this thing. So let's say you cook something that takes an hour to make. Okay, so sometimes that we have this halacha that you have to wait that hour after Shabbos. So here he's saying, here you do not have to wait. Why? Because the loy be'inan lahantu b'chadesh yasu elo b'malacha hanasis al yedei eini yehudi b'shvel Yisrael. The only time that you have to wait, b'chadesh she'yasu, is if a goy does this for you. If a goy does a malacha for you on Shabbos, he cooks for you a beautiful meal. You never knew about it. He goes in this house, 100% kosher ingredients, there's a mashkiach there, whatever the case is. He cooks for you a beautiful meal on Shabbos, he brings it over on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat from that until after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take him to prepare it. Right, that's how much time you have to wait after Shabbos.
That's halacha l'maisa?
Yes.
Is that after cooking?
Any sort of malacha that a goy is doing for you, mm-hmm. you have to wait that time after Shabbos. Even if you don't ask for it. Okay, so why? Why do we have to wait? What's the idea? Mishum dekal be'enav iser da'amir la'akum. Because if we allow him to eat it right away after Shabbos, what's going to happen? He's going to think, oh, I have a great idea now. What's this Amir Lakum business? That I can't eat it on Shabbos? Fine. The Yavilasis came Pamacheris Kidei Shemukhan Lai Matzah Shabbos Miyaz. Listen, this guy wants to have a beautiful Malava Malka. So he's going to tell this guy, listen, make me a great, great meal. And then he's going to make it from Shal Shuddha's time till... But what happens is that if we allow him to eat right away after Shabbos when he doesn't know about it, we're afraid that he's going to tell the guy to go ahead and do it. And then, we're afraid that if we allow you to eat right away after Shabbos, the food that a guy cooks for you, next time you're going to actually tell him to do it. And then he's going to tell, so you'll have your malava malk will be ready the second after Abdel. It's going to be a hot...
Sounds like a gazera, like a gazera.
So...
Because the mirror of the hakim is only us that are upon it.
Yeah, correct. Right? Yeah.
And now we're putting a gazera on top of that gazera.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, why is that? I don't know enough about mirror of the right now to see why that would be, if that's a problem or not. But... This is clearly what the problem is over here. Okay? Aval. Here's the important part. Aval davar shenasa yidei Yisrael b'yadayim, but something that a yid does, right? You did this bishul on Shabbos. So something that you did, vaday lek lamecha shayidei zeh shenata masi Shabbos miyad yavay pamacher slayim l'Yisrael v'ashle b'yadayim Shabbos b'shul zeh. Here, the guy's not the one doing it, you're the one doing it. Right? So if it's a guy, we're afraid you're going to tell the guy to do it. But by yid, you think we're going to be afraid that you're going to go tell a yid to make yourself something on Shabbos? You're not going to go tell a yid.
You'll
never tell a yid to go do it on Shabbos. That bad you're not. V'oi, not only that, Shai Yisrael Yishmaloi. Not only that, but then I'm going to go tell Rabbi Luchta, here, make me a beautiful meal. You're not going to tell me to go jump in the lake. I'm not being Mechal Shabbos for you. So you can have your meal ready Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because the ain Adam Chayte V'loi Loi. Right? A person doesn't do a chet when he's not going to get any benefit out of it. Okay, so we'll leave the rest for a minute. But that's the aside here. The aside here is that when a yid is the one doing the Maisa Shabbos, whether it's b'shoigig, if it's going to be mutter, Matzah Shabbos is going to be mutter miyad. Right away it's going to be mutter. Okay? So that's one thing that we have to keep in mind when we're going to jump back to Shia in a minute. Another thing that he says here is, look at this, in Sivkot and Gimel, right? In Sivkot and Gimel, right in the Shabura. So he said, if somebody does a malacha on Shabbos, what? Now keep it open. Yeah, we're at Sifkan Gimel right now. So somebody does a malacha Shabbos either b'mezer b'shogeg. That's what this mechaber does. What about someone who does a derabanan? Let's say if a derabanan. So the mechaber, so the Mishabura Sifkan Gimel says, v'im hi malacha derabanan. What about if it's a malacha derabanan? Somebody does b'mezer b'shogeg. Do the same halachas apply? I'm beagrasha herchla chich de lekuliyama im asa isa b'shoigeg ein laaser b'diyeved lehanis mimen. It's not aser to have hana from it if it's a malacha derabanan. So again, if somebody does a malacha derabanan b'shoigeg, then there's no halacha. Everyone can have hana from it right away on Shabbos. Why? Because the Be'alach explains by malacha derabanan we do not say. We knas shoygeg atumezer. Normally, we're afraid we make a knas shoygeg atumezer. Therefore, even if you do b'shoygeg, nobody can eat it, because we're afraid that it cannot. We don't want you to do b'mezer. So therefore, we knas shoygeg atumezer. But by derabanan's already, since it's already derabanan, so by derabanan we're not going to make a knas shoygeg atumezer. Okay. But the bottom line is that if it's a derabanan b'shoygeg, you're allowed to eat it right away on Shabbos. Okay. Now, one more thing. Sivkot and Vav, b'shoigeg. Okay, he says somebody who cooks b'shoigeg. So what does b'shoigeg mean? Sivkot and Vav, shogag. What does the shoigeg mean? Shogag b'din. Somebody makes a mistake in the din, meaning he thinks that the halacha is that it's mutter. Oy shokach, or he forgot. Forgot it's Shabbos. Kol zeh b'chlal shoigeku. So a shoigeg is either he thought that it was mutter, or that he forgot. Okay, now what does it mean that you thought that it's mutter? Well, let's say you don't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos. I think it's mutter. Does that mean that I'm a shoygeg?
Shoygeg means that you're in someone who really technically knew it, but somehow just...
Shoygeg, he forgot a Shabbos, right. He thought it was Sunday. He thought it's mutter to do shiur. It's mutter, it's Sunday. That's shoygeg.
Oh,
okay, so shoygeg. But shoygeg is that he made a mistake and then he thought it's mutter. Now let's say, I mean...
Depending on how little you know, it might be carnival, isn't it?
Oh, so exactly. That's what's called shagig b'din. I think it's mutter. What do you know? You know nothing. So why does that
that's
mean that
thumb,
it's shagging?
Mean anything.
Yeah. Who says that's shagging? So and actually the Magen Avraham says let's say you go to Rav. You go to Rav and you ask him, Shaila, am I allowed to do this on Yantin? He says, yeah, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, Shehiya. He says, yeah, I think you're allowed to do Shehiya. And then you go do it. He says, that's considered a Shaygig. Mm-hmm. Because the Rav, you asked the Rav. You asked the Shaila. You asked the Rav. And the Rav said, now I wanted to find this. There's a Pesach Shuv in Nida that says, let's say you ask somebody who's not a Pesach. You ask a guy who's a Leimdin. You know, he's holding the Sugyas. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's learning the Kailim, but he's not a Paisik. But he was learning the Sugya. You know that he was learning the Sugya. He's in the known Shabbos, this man. So then you ask him that child. So is that considered a Shugya?
Good enough to make it a Shugya.
Yeah, does that make it a Shugya now? So Pesach Tshuva says no. Why would that? Just because a guy knows the Lumdus of the Sugya doesn't make him a Paisik. So you shouldn't ask your Shilas to that person. So yeah, I mean, a person.
Would that be called a
Mezit? So they said that. It's not a Shugya. It's not a Shugya.
Is it closer to a Mezit?
He doesn't say what it is. I don't think it could be.
Show,
it's definitely not less than a shaykh.
More than a shaykh.
Right. It's like closer to a maze or whatever.
Yes.
So in that case, right. So that the shagag bedin. Seems that somebody who learned it, somebody actually is holding in the halachas, and he made a mistake. So that type of mistake, that's called shagag bedin.
So you got to be very careful.
But somebody just. Yeah, you got to be
very
careful.
Yeah.
So you just have to make sure. Yeah, you have to make sure that he's placed.
Who decides who's a placed?
Okay, so that's okay, but that's okay. Those are the three things that I want to bring out. Number one is that we have by Melachos Derabanan, right? B'shoigeg, you're allowed to have anah right away. Then we have this Kadesha Yasu. Kadesha Yasu is only Nageya when you tell a guy to do it, or when a guy does it for you. Then we're afraid. But when a yid does it, there's no problem of Kadesha. You don't have to wait Kadesha Yasu. It's mutter right away. And B'shoigeg is either Shagag within or Shagag. Now, without even looking, what is Shehiya? Shehiya did Darabanan or Shinim did Daraisa? Darabanan, 100%, right? It's Gzeira Shami Echata. So what should the Allah be by Darabanan if you were made a mistake
right
and you did Shehiya? You should be Mutter right away, right? Let's see what the Mechaber paskins. So now let's go back to Rishon Gimel. So we're by Vimshak Ach Bishah, right after he talks about Tanur, then he talks about another stove called a Kaipach, and then after that, he talks about Vimshak Ach Bishah. Okay, so Vimshak Ach Bishah. If somebody forgets, and he did Shehiya. So this is a Shaygeh. So before we even go back to take a look at the Sifkat and Chavtas, Vimshak Ach Bishah. The kol shekein im shagag bedin. The kol shekein im shagag bedin. So when I learned this, I had a little trouble. What do you kol shekein? There's the Mishnah Berurah just said in Shinyan Ches. There's two cases of shagag. They're equal, right?
No.
Sif katan chaf tes. So what's this kol shekein? Kol shekein that. Im Shagag B'din, it's the same thing. Either Im Shagag B'din or Im Shagag, like the Mishabur said earlier. So I don't know what he's trying to bring out here when he says B'koshkin. It's just the Ha'ara that I had. Okay, so now back into the Mechaber. So Im Shagag B'shah, Im Hu Tavshol Shabishol Kol Tzarkai. Now remember, the first sheet in the Mechaber holds that Shehiya is only Mutter when it's going to make the food bad. Basically, it's always Aser unless it's Mitztamik V'raloi. That's the only time that's going to be mutter. So he says like this: L'chayra, if it's b'shoigeg, he said you would think that b'shoigeg it has to be if it's mitzamek v'raloi, then maybe there's going to come out some sort of heter. But he says m'shagav v'shah imutavshul shabishu kol tzarkai. If it was already fully cooked, mutter afilu hu mitzamek v'yafaloi. Even if it's mitzamek v'yafaloi, he's going to give it to you. He's going to say it's mutter. V'mutavshul shehisku lehisbashav l'bishu kol tzarkai. Now let's say it's a tafshel that was semi-cooked. It wasn't fully cooked. So that for sure would be a problem of Shehiya, right? Aser ad Motzei Shabbos. Then it's going to be Aser until Motzei Shabbos. So the first thing he gives to you is a kula, that even though his sheet is that Shehiya would only be mutter, if it's mitzamek v'raloi, if you did it b'shoigeg, when it's fully cooked, mitzamek v'yafaloi, it's going to be mutter. But let's say it's anything below that. It's not fully cooked yet. Then he says it's Aser Ad Matzei Shabbos. Let's take a look at Sivkotin Lamed Beis. Ad Matzei Shabbos. Ba'agoyis Ashri Mevuyer. De'gam Bekan Hu B'chidei She'yayasu. K'moy Ba'avar V'shal. So here you have to wait. K'dei She'yasu.
What's going on?
So we have two kashas should be hitting you right now. First of all, it's a Derabonon. Derabonon, you shouldn't have to wait till Matzei Shabbos. And number two is, what do you have to wait K'dei She'yasu for?
Okay.
There's no guy involved over here. You, the Yid, left it on the fire. But here, Mr. Bruce is bringing this guy Sashri, that you have to wait K'dei She'yasu. Now he brings out the animal. Shana Rambam, Lainirakim. Myself and the Rambam, it seems that you do not have to wait K'dei She'yasu. However, you should know that later on, Reish Nandalid, it brings you on the side that it's that they're mafaris to the Rambam that you do not have, that you have to wait K'dei She'yasu. So what is it by Shehiya that even though it's a din derabanan, number one you have to wait till Matzei Shabbos, and number two is that you have to wait K'dei She'yasu. What are we afraid of K'dei She'yasu? Are they going to tell a Yid to do it b'meizah next time? A Yid's not going to listen. All the svaras that the Mishnah Berurah said earlier.
A Yid might be meek a little.
Why?
This is.
So we're throwing around some svaras. I mean, I don't have a clear answer, but
she is technically permitted. You can do she, yeah.
Why? According to the first sheet in the Chaver, it's also unless some stomach or ally.
Okay, so let's say some stomach or ally. So there is.
You're right. Ways, okay. Yeah. So.
Meaning. Like you said, if you come up to me and say, cook me a dinner, and I'll eat, I'm going to say no. I might say yes.
Why? But every Derabbanan, we don't have this problem. Every Derabbanan, we say, B'shoy
Gizman. There's so many ways of being Matir Shehiya.
So you're saying, because
since
there's ways to be Matir, you can do Garf, you can do Kotim, there's ways to get around it, so that...
Shehiya is a million ways to do it, okay. You know? You can even go broader than that. You can do chazor. There's so many ways of mutter ways of warming up food on Shabbos.
Okay. So you say, there's so many different materials.
I'm saying it's different to any other din. Like, if you ask me to cook on Shabbos, I'm going to say no. If you ask me to do Shabbos, I definitely think twice, and I might even do it for you under the right circumstances. So
okay. So I think this is one svar that we were handling, is that since by other darabonas, it's either asr or mutter. Like, there's no
right,
cute ways to get around it. The darabonas asr. Here by Shehiya, there's ways. If it's Mavosha called Tzarka, if you do a Garaf Katam, if you do this, maybe use a hot plate. There's so many different problems. So when we find something that's Usr, we can't have you start mixing that up, because then you're going to start being Matar Shehiya. Just because you're not going to know. There's so many different little details about Shehiya that makes a Mutter, and this thing makes it Usr. Samak Varali, there's two Shitas. If it's Mavosha called Kamacha Ben Dersoy, then it's be Mutter according to one Shita. So B'diyavan might be Mutter. So therefore, when we find something that's Usr, it's going to be Usr until Matzah Shabbos. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that
Zeni,
so I didn't see this anywhere. I mean, but just as far as we're playing around with it, another mahalach is that Shehiya, it doesn't really, you're not really doing anything on Shabbos. By other derabbanans that are also on Shabbos, you're doing something on Shabbos.
Muxa.
You know, muksa, whatever, you're doing some sort of maisa on Shabbos. So then, that would be it. But here, so you're not afraid you're going to do it again. But by Shehiya, you're not really doing anything. You're leaving it on the fire, Erev Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. So again, it's another reason why we should be more machmer when it comes to Shehiya, even though it's the Derabbanan. And if still machmer, you have to wait to K'dei She'yasu, because it's you're going to feel like, I'm not really doing anything. I'm leaving it on the fire already. What's the big deal? So therefore, because we were afraid you're going to get into that, maybe that's why the Mishavru is more machmer on you. When it comes to Shia.
Oh, yeah.